Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 480 for Friday, July 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday, seeing a correction to end the week after posting large losses in recent days. Canola was up $2 to $5, the November contract up $3.80 at $520.80 per ton. The speculative selling that had weighed on prices all week did remain a feature in early activity, while light producer hedges were also bearish. However, the November contract found support at the $512 level and eventually turned higher, amid ideas that those losses were overdone. Expectations that production will still be down on the year despite recent rainfall in parts of Western Canada added to the eventual buying interest, as any moisture is generally seen as too little, too late in many cases. Ongoing weakness in the Canadian dollar, which has dropped to its lowest levels in 6 years, helped underpin canola as well. Chicago soy oil futures, they were higher today, but soybeans were lower. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down on the day, with good Midwestern weather and a strengthening U.S. dollar bearish for all three commodities. Soybeans, they're down 2 to 8 cents, the November contract down 4 at 10.07 per bushel. U.S. weather forecasts are looking relatively favorable for the developing soybean crops into the next week. That accounted for much of the weakness. Soft export demand and steady competition from South America was also overhanging the bean market. However, some chart support was uncovered to the downside, and beans settled well off their lows for the day. The November contract had briefly traded below the psychological $10 mark, but failed to see any follow-through selling and moved above that point. Corn, it was down 4 to 10 cents on the day, the September contract down 10 at 4.20 per bushel. The better Midwestern weather prospects were a bearish influence in corn, with fund traders booking profits on their long positions ahead of the weekend. Wheat, it's down 6 to 9 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 8 at 5.54 per bushel. U.S. wheat remains overpriced internationally, keeping that market in a steady downtrend. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest and improving crop prospects in other parts of the world, including Canada and Europe, also weighed on prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.